Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start by telling you, thank you for being so amazing. You guys are sharing the show. You're giving so many great reviews. You're subscribing on iTunes, ratings, reviews, all that good stuff. And of course, I get a ton of feedback from you personally, which I absolutely appreciate. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure to check out the YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, feel free to take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. It's all free. No matter where you're listening or watching from, everything we have is at growmycleaningcompany.com. Every bit of content, help, value that I can add to this universe is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out there. Today, we are chatting with Bobby Kennerson from Brave Construction Cleanup. Brave Construction serves the Central and South Louisiana. You might pick up the little accent. I'm digging it. They do construction cleanup, commercial cleaning, power washing, and apparently parking lot striping. You might be the first one I've had on the show that does that, Bobby. If you want to reach out to Bobby and his team, you can hold him at www.bravecleanup.com. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right. A, glad to have you. B, what on God's green earth is going on with parking lot striping? How does one get into the parking lot striping business? Or did you just put that in there knowing that I would ask?
No, man, it's a really cool story. We were doing power washing and surface cleaning, and I get a call out of the blue, I think maybe off a Home Advisor or Thumbtack or something like that. And these two guys were doing parking lot striping, and they needed me to go and wash a parking lot for them. So we became pretty good friends, started kind of talking to one another a little bit about business. They were some young guys. They were real energetic, but they weren't from the Lafayette area where I live. They were from around the New Orleans area. And so we just kind of started putting our brains together on everything. And we ended up combining companies because they knew how to do parking lot striping. They were real motivated and real gung-ho to go out and get it. But they didn't have the connections here in Lafayette. So we just kind of joined forces, and parking lot striping is done a lot at night and on weekends because you have to wait till tenants and customers are out of the parking lot to get the job done. So in the meantime, during the day, these guys jumped right into my cleaning business and started really helping me out. And it's just been a great combination of the two companies just kind of joining forces. And it all started because they needed someone to power wash a parking lot for them. And I was the guy that got the call. So I guess it was just the forces of nature kind of put us together, right?
Loving the entrepreneurial spirit, my friend. And that is a good story. I like that. That's a good, I'm excited. You're one of those guys. I'm like, well, let's have you back in a year and see what's going on. You know, how does this thing all play out? Human nature fascinates me. All right. Enough of that. Well, fantastic. Tell me what's going on in your world. How can I give you some value today?
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about my my company. We started a year ago in August of 2016. Our region was devastated by just some historical flooding, and there was just I was actually in a sales position in construction equipment. That's my background. I spent 15 years renting and selling construction equipment. And I just kept hearing from contractors that they just didn't have quality subs to get all this work done. And I mean, we had thousands of homes that had to be gutted and remodeled and, you know, get all the mold and mildew and everything out of there and get all the sheetrock out. And so I started, thinking, I got four kids. I have four sons, actually. I have four little boys.
That's a party.
So I needed, we always can use a little extra help on the finances. So I started thinking about it. I said, what can I do to make extra money? And then, you look around and you see what's going on. And I started getting on some message boards and everything. And, you had contractors that needed help gutting homes and getting the sheetrock out of there. And then you had homeowners that after the remodel was done, just couldn't figure out what to do with the sheetrock dust. So I just, I love YouTube and I love, Google, man. And I just started researching and it hit me. I said, man, I need to start doing some of this construction cleanup, And so I started nights and weekends and I was still working my full-time job until this past May. So I went like 9 months or whatever, working just nights
just
and weekends.
Real quick, we're recording this October of 2017. So for everyone listening in the future, that'll help with the timeline. Go ahead, Bobby.
Right. So, I just kept doing it. Well, then around May, after everything started, I started getting more and more customer base and repeat business from certain home builders and contractors, my wife and I just, you know, sat down and talked about it. And after reviewing everything, we decided, hey, man, let's just jump in this full force. And so I went in, I turned in my notice from a job I had been at for 5 years. And here we are. You know, I've been about 120 days into, you know, running my business full time. And like I said, when we first started talking, I ended up getting two partners in the striping business who also helped me manage my cleanup company. And that's where we are.
So what's going on today? How can I help you and your vision and your four boys and your wife? How can I make your life better?
Well, the bulk of our business is construction cleanup, and that's kind of just it's not a real residual business, and our cash flow kind of is all over the place with it. And, you know, I guess I need to fix my cash flow. And then the next thing I need to do is figure out, you know, where I can get more residual business from.
All right, cool. So what I hear is cash flow and moving from one-off jobs to recurring jobs.
Right.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and honestly, those, believe it or not, those are real tied. So let's start with the cash flow. And everybody listening, I think I've mentioned before the clean profit method. We just released it. That is step two. We talk about bidding and billing, which is really what has everything to do with your cash flow, because you can't bid it and bill right. Ain't nothing I can do to help you to cash flow. If you're not charging enough money at the right time, life's bad. That said, I do like, especially if you're going to be a fast growth company, it sounds like where you're at, you are fast growth. The only way to do that is to have deep pockets or access to deep pockets in some sort of, you know, outside funding, which I'm not a big fan of, or to set your business up in a cash positive manner. I had a construction company where you get draws, right? You do a bunch of work, you get draws as you went, and you had to pay a bunch of payroll today, and then you bill tomorrow, and then they look at the bill a month from then, and they pay a month from that, but they only pay 80% because they hold back retention. It's a whole mess, and we spend a lot of time juggling money. The good news is the commercial cleaning business and the residential cleaning business should not and does not have to be like that. So first and foremost, I would always do jobs that I could bill for in advance. So whether you're residential or commercial, if you're doing recurring janitorial, recurring maid service, always bill at the beginning of the month. We don't have to dive super deep into that, but there's about 37 benefits of that, only one of which is positive cash flow. A lot of construction cleanup folks say, oh, my people won't do that. They blah, blah, blah. First of all, I hate construction cleanup. So I would start every new job with, I need half down and half on completion. Those are my terms. And if they don't want to pay that, I'm not going to do it. It's already crap work. It's hard to make money at it. Just like you said, you're not building a business. You're kind of a mercenary, right? I'll do this thing. You give me some money. Then we part ways. That's a really hard way to do business. I read a book called The Automatic Customer. I had the guy on another one of my podcasts. Can't remember what his name is. So sorry, sir. But Automatic Customer, check that out. Talks about the value of being able to have monthly recurring customers. So I would really encourage you, Bobby, to construction cleanup. Again, it's somewhat relational, but if construction stops, you stop. It's hard to get paid in advance, and there's a lot of do this work, and we're real busy, and we need 12 guys, and that job's done. Now we don't need any guys to move to recurring work like janitorial. Is that what you're kind of asking? Like, yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do. Help me. Is that kind of also the question you're asking, is how do I get those janitorial customers?
Yeah, and we have a couple of, you know, three or four office and industrial facilities that we do recurring janitorial work on. And we love it because my partners and I call it mailbox money, right? Yeah. So, you know, every month you get there and we just need to figure out how to get more of that, you know, and we like the work. We're set up to do the work. We have the workforce to do it. We haven't really tapped into capturing that business yet.
So first and foremost, and you and or your partners might want to choke me over this one, but I got to coach you the best I can. I would focus. I get really nervous when I hear construction cleanup, commercial cleaning, power washing, parking lot striping. That's a lot of different businesses. And the problem is, I'm guessing you're competing with people in all of those. Is that fair? You're not the only game in town for any of those?
Oh, no. Yeah, every niche has plenty of competition around here, for okay. Sure. Yeah.
So competition is tough enough already. But when you add to it, let's just pick commercial cleaning or construction cleanup. When you add to it, the other construction cleanup guys that you're competing with, they only do construction cleanup. That's all their crews do. They're perfect in it. That's all they do. They're better at it than you. They're set up for it. That's what they do day in, day out. 100% of their focus is on that. When you're like, well, some of my focus is on that, and some of it's on commercial cleaning, and some of it's on power washing, and some of it's on parking lot striping, that's a bear. You're going to have a really hard time competing in any of those. So if you had to do all of them, I would focus on one customer that needs some or multiple of those services. I would not have different customers and different services. So if you do construction cleanup, or if you do commercial cleaning and they need construction cleanup, or they need power washing, I can't imagine they need parking lot striping. And parking lot striping is a tough job, man, because again, I don't know anyone that has like, yeah, just keep doing work over and over and over again. So of the four of those, I probably put in a huge, all by itself, first position commercial cleaning, a far second power washing, and that would only be to support my commercial cleaning services or customers, and then construction cleanup way beyond that, and then parking lot striping way beyond that. Because with construction cleanup, at least you get periodic work. With parking lot striping, I imagine guys get that done every 10 or 20 years. It's not it's not like they need to do that often. So the first answer is you got to focus, right? If you're like, hey, well, we do this and we take on all comers and you want me to detail your car or wash your kid or do power, whatever you need, we'll do it. That's a bear, because then you have no message to everybody. So I'd get really, really specific, even within commercial cleaning, and say, hey, we are the best in the world at facilities management for banks or warehouses or industrial spaces or whatever, but get very, very specific and be the best in the world at that. I give the example often is my coaching. If you go to an owner of a construction company and say, hey, have you heard of Mike Campion? He's the best. I can give you about a 99.9999% guarantee the guy's going to go, who, what, why, I don't care. The guy sounds like an idiot. Probably right, by the way. But if you go to someone that owns a cleaning company, you got a 50-50 chance that guy's going to go, I've heard of that guy. He's okay. Good, bad, or indifferent. I've at least heard of him. The difference is I can make and I've only been in this space for, 3 years now. So the difference is I can focus and say, I'm going to be the best in the world that helps coach owners of cleaning companies. So same with you. Obviously you're kind of containing your efforts to parts of Louisiana, but even then, parts of Louisiana, it's very hard to get known if you're like, we're this guy and that guy and the other guy. But if you're like, we are the best in the world at, I'm just going to use banks because I feel like it today, at cleaning banks, you could within a year have every single bank in your trading area go, oh yeah, I know those guys. Brake cleaning, they're the best. Love them. But if you're trying to do all of them, construction cleanup, striping, power washing, it's going to be a bear to do that. So the first step in figuring out, you're like, well, how do I get these customers? First, you got to figure out who you're looking for. Second, you got to focus 100% of your time and effort on them. Third, make a list for crying out loud, right? If you've got, again, I'm just making up banks, pick anything you like, but there's probably less than 500 banks in your trading area. Is that a fair estimation?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. So say you get a list of all 337 banks, again, making that up. You could know those people by name. You could know who the decision maker is, how many square feet they are, if they've got a cleaning company, how many days a week that they what they use, what their big pain is. Within a year or two, you could have all of that information, and you could make sure every single one of them knows you by name. Now, if you say, hold on, construction cleanup, disaster restoration, parking lot striping, that could be a million different people with a million different things. There's no way in the next 10 years without tens of millions of dollars, you're going to be able to get to where every single one of those prospects know your name. Fair?
Right.
So not fun, right? The fun thing is we're going to rule the world and we're going to do 17 businesses all at once and we're going to be amazing. Super fun to do, not profitable at all. The boring but extremely profitable is we are going to be the car dealership guys. And by golly, if you're a car dealership or bank or childcare, fill in the blank, you are going to know our name and you are going to like us. And now the same thing that's working against you, when you go to a construction cleanup bid and they see your website says, we do construction cleanup and commercial cleaning and power washing and we babysit if you have enough money, you're competing with a guy that says, all I do is construction cleanup. I live it. I breathe it. I sleep it. That's all we do. That's all our employees do. We know everything about it. We've forgotten more about construction cleaning up than anybody else. That's kicking you in the nuts right now. You're at a very competitive disadvantage and the only way you can overcome that is price. Now, if you decide I'm just going to do banks or car dealerships or whatever the case may be, it reverses, right? If you're, bank happybankerfacilitymanagement.com how am I supposed to compete with you when I'm Bob Mike's Cleaning, right? Now the same thing is working against you in that you're competing with people that are very focused and you're very diffused. Now it reverses. How can other people that when you're like, all I do is banks, right? It's very hard for business coaches to compete with me and go, oh yeah, I coach a bunch of businesses over a bunch of stuff. You should let me help you grow your cleaning company. I'm like, really? Do you have a podcast? How about a YouTube channel? I've coached hundreds, if not thousands, and I've got, I don't know, 100 success stories. What do you have? In the cleaning business, mind you. And when you talk about who your customer is and what construction cleanup is, someone else is going to look and go, huh? I don't know what that is. I'm like, I know exactly what that is. So I'm very hard to compete with in the space unless I'm competing with someone else that's niche. So all that rant to say, first and foremost, bill properly. Find a niche that will pay you in advance of doing the work, not afterwards. That will fix your cash flow problems. Thing two, pick a niche. A crappy niche is better than no niche, right? I can't think of a terrible niche. Restaurants. A lot of people hate restaurants because they're in the middle of the night. They're 7 days a week. They're filthy, gross. They're cheap, just like everybody else. People make a ton of money in restaurants, by the way. But pick the worst. Say restaurants is a bad niche. It's not, but say it is. That niche is still better than no niche. Still better than we serve everything to everybody and anytime, any place, and we're not very good at any of it. You'll crush it if you say we're the restaurant expertise, right? And we know how to make you money. We know how to reduce turnover and injuries. And we know all the things that are important to you. And the other cleaning companies, like, we have a mop. All right. Rant over. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round.
No, man, it's kind of the same, same discussions that we've been having as far as, construction cleanup is going to be something that we do is because I have so many, connections with the construction industry and we're really good at it. You know, we've been doing it for a year and we're getting a good reputation and we have repeat customers because we deal with a lot of home builders. Right. And that's repeat business because they'll build 50 houses, 60 houses, 100 houses a year in the same area. But we've been talking about on the commercial cleaning side, focusing on one industry. And it's funny you said restaurants, but that was the one that we were kind of thinking of because we've all kind of had experience in restaurant business before, so I really appreciate that advice. That was kind of spot on what we were already thinking. So
cool. You're on the right track. And I'll give you a little encouragement on restaurants. A lot of guys and gals hate it, right? Because it's and I'll tell you why. 7 days a week. It's dirty. It's at 2 a.m, right? Depending on what the laws are in your state. And if they serve alcohol, some of them don't close till midnight, 2 a.m. So the hours suck. It's 7 days a week. You might get a call on a Sunday at 4 a.m. Those calls suck. So restaurants are a pain in the neck. That's the bad news. The good news is they're 7 days a week. There aren't any $300 restaurant accounts. They're all a couple grand, right? There's 7 days a week. They're filthy mess. They can't have their people. There's no way their people are going to do a good job. They have to have clean. People are not going to eat at a dirty, disgusting restaurant. So they have lots of pain. They have a specific pain. If you don't mind the headache, it's a baller industry. A lot of people, they'll call and go, hey, we don't even do restaurants. Nothing better than the guy before when if they're calling or doing a Google search or whatever, they're doing the research trying to find somebody. The two guys before them go, we don't do restaurants. And they call you and you go, all we do is restaurants. Woo! That's it. You're probably the last call that they're going to make.
Right.
So I'm not saying it's a fun niche to pick, but by golly, if you're into money, that's a great start. All right, enough of me yapping, man. Let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? And this can be personal or professional.
Professionally, I don't exactly remember where I got it from. It was either like a guy like Damon John or Gary Vee or somebody like that. But talking about stop just planning and talking about the business that you're going to be in and just go out and be in the business that you're setting out to be in. And I had to break myself that because I was always thinking of great business ideas, but I never really jumped on them and did it. And then when this idea came, about the construction cleanup deal, I just went out and I bought some cleaning stuff and I just started cleaning, So just if you're dreaming about a business, just go out and just start doing the business. Right. And that's the best advice I heard. I just don't remember who to.
That sounds like a Gary Vee. He's talking about Gary Vaynerchuk, by the way, who, if you're not into, is controversial, but boy, is he a bright guy. And couldn't agree more. The way I say it is nothing happens till somebody makes a sale. So I love the guys that instead of, I don't have a logo, I don't have an LLC, I don't have nothing. I got, somebody said they give me $500 to clean this thing and damn it, I took their money and got going. that's what it. I like.
Yeah.
Nothing you want to stay in that position, but it's fine to start there. All right, question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so maybe we can learn from it and save ourselves some headache?
Not supervising employees tight enough. kind of giving them a little bit too much leniency and then regretting it later.
Okay. That's that can be an absolute kick in the gut when it happens to you. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice that will improve their business or their lives? Just something easy to implement. Something as soon as this podcast's over, they can go implement and get value right away.
We've had a lot of success from door hangers and flyers and just getting out and meeting up with people eyeball to eyeball and just talking about our business and how we can help them. And it's increased our business significantly.
Yeah, I got to say, in today's day and age, you know, I do a lot of online marketing, digital marketing, and there's a place for that. It's very powerful. But it opens up the opportunity for people that's all they want to do is sit behind a computer and afraid to have real conversations with real human beings. So there's something to be said. A lot of people aren't doing that, right? They're like, I'm going to put up a website and pay my SEO guy a bunch of money and wait for the phone to ring. And that can work, but it's nice for the guys that are ready to go eyeball to eyeball, have real conversations, build real relationships. Again, how are they going to compete with you, right? It's a website, for crying out loud. Good advice. Bobby, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your story, your desire to grow, kind of where you come from. I appreciate it. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates it. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Bobby's show notes page, get everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. We just released the Clean Profit Method. It is super sexy and fantastic. And I put up a free, and again, this is releasing sometime in October 2017. So if you're listening anytime in that neighborhood, there's a free 45-minute training. Go check it out right now, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.